program, and here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, toll-free number here, 855-453. And there's been an issue that has kind of rearing its ugly head on our program over the last week. And, of course, for those of you that only get the Saturday show in your local markets on your local talk radio station, we do this show 7 nights a week. So there's probably a lot that you've missed over the last week. But every couple nights in the last week, we've had at least one caller call in to, spew their opinion about this whole Obama gay thing that came out this week, I guess.
I don't know that it's spewing. I mean, that's what Free Talk Live's about.
Well, when it's bigotry, I consider it spewing. And yeah, Free Talk Live is about open phones, and we'll take your calls about anything, and that includes intolerant bigots. But that doesn't mean I'm going to like what you have to say. And I didn't like what some of those folks had to say in those cases. But I figured, let's go to somebody who actually is gay to get some comments on this, because thus far the calls this week have been from, bigots who've been very upset about what Obama, said. It was last night there was a black gentleman who called in who was like, well, I'm going to try the Republicans now just because of this one thing that Barack Obama said. And my point was, well, so wait, the fact that he went and killed innocent people in the Middle East, that wasn't the tipping point for you. It was just, it broke all his campaign promises about closing Guantanamo Bay and
made a big deal. The Democrats made a big deal about torture, but, just killing people with drones, innocent people with drones.
Right. And legalizing it to kill American citizens, those sorts of things. That wasn't the issue that pushed you away from him. It was his comments about gay people. So, I've got a lot of critiques, but I wanted to bring Dale on board here. Dale Everett, the host of Flaming Freedom. It's another radio program that actually originates over at LRN.FM. In fact, Dale, I know that you're going to be on tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time over at LRN.FM. And I imagine that you and your co-hosts were intending to talk about this tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's on the docket.
I bet it is, because
my first question on this one, Dale, is, don't you find this pathetically insulting? Barack Obama waits until right when the campaign essentially starts for president. He's been president for 3.5 years now. He doesn't come out in support of, gay rights or whatever in the whole period of time. He's got a pretty lackluster and pathetic presidency, in my opinion. Some of the things that he, espoused and sounded like he was going to be good about, maybe he got that Peace Prize thing, and, that sounds swell. And, of course, transparency. He was talking about transparency in the government and has had one of the least transparent presidencies up to in the last few decades. So, doesn't this just feel like pandering? It's not like he came out in actual support of gay marriage. He just said, personally, but I think it's a states' rights issue.
Oh, right. Right. I mean, that's the thing that seems to be getting glossed over so much, is that he seems to just be giving a lip service, literally. Politicians do that all the time and then don't actually stand behind it. But he seems to have already said, I don't actually intend to act on this just for the states. It's something that the states should act on. And he's the president of the federal government. So yeah. If his opinion matters to anyone because he's the president, it should matter because he's going to act on it as the president. He doesn't sound like he's going to do that.
So what do you think about the state being involved in people's marriages and that kind of thing?
Well, I've been talking for a long time about how I think that the government should get out of marriage, and I think most liberty-loving people say that as well. But I think a step in the direction of getting government out of marriage is for them to stop discriminating on the basis of marriage. And I feel very strongly about that. And when I hear a liberty-loving person say that they're against gay marriage because they're against all marriages from the government being involved, I understand that, but I don't really buy it. I don't buy it that someone says, well, I just want government to get out of marriage. So, and if they say that gay marriage is an expansion of government, I think that's a completely backwards way of thinking about it.
Yeah, do you think they might be covering for their real opinion? If they really wanted government to get out of marriage,
absolutely,
then why aren't they out there advocating for it and, putting forth legislation?
Or advocating that left-handed people. or advocating that left-handed people not be able to get married. I mean, you know, why we're spending all this money. Apparently, the government's expanding its purview into letting left-handed people marry left-handed people. So why should they be able to do that? I mean, if the government's going to be involved in allowing people to contract in this way, then they should allow everybody to do it.
Right, and that's whenever I hear someone say that, yeah, they're covering for something, because unless I, you know, if they ever got married, or if they are married, or if they ever attended the marriage of a friend of theirs who was in a standard male-female marriage and didn't protest because they were getting a government marriage, it sounds hollow. It sounds like their reasons are something else.
You know, what's interesting here is there's news over at the Drudge Report. They link to BarackObama.com, where they actually have, all of a sudden, they've got all these store items, LGBT for Obama campaign signs. Let's see, I'm out for Obama T-shirts, LGBT Obama shirts, a koozie cup with LGBT Obama. So, you know, within days of him making this statement, there are...
He was just caught by surprise. Right. Old Chuckling Joe just caught him by surprise and put him out there. I mean, am I really... That's the other part of this thing that... really, color me unimpressed with this whole, well, we had no intention of trotting this out, but, you know, since it's out here, I guess I'll just...
Here's all this campaign merchandise.
My new feelings.
Yeah, now buy some stuff. And how do you feel about the gay community, I mean, for lack of a better term? Obviously, you're better in touch with more gay folks than I am. What do you feel about, you know, what kind of response have you been encountering out there?
Well, it seems to me like... liberal gays are making a much bigger deal out of it than it deserves, and conservative gays are playing it down way more than maybe it deserves. Everyone's using it to root for their political team, whichever side that is, and that wasn't surprising to me. I kind of expected that every Democrat gay person out there was going to make a huge deal out of it, and every Republican gay person out there was going to play it way down, and that's just politics as usual to me. It doesn't surprise me. So I think I'm less upset about it. To me, it's just more of a non-issue than anything, because it's politicians spouting off things in a campaign season they're just paying lip service to is that's par for the course. It doesn't surprise me at all. Nothing new there.
Are you more likely to vote for Obama as for president as a result of this? Are you so disgusted by this you've been driven into the arms of our only other option, the hero from Utah, Mitt Romney?
No.
So what are you going to do?
It's just almost completely meaningless to me.
Well, you're not a vote. You're not really a voter in the first place. So
I'm not. That's true. But I think it also typifies how so many gay people that they've been abused, but they've had parents that rejected them, they've had family or friends reject them all over this issue of because they're gay, and it's been massive throughout their lives. And a lot of them are looking to be validated by the government.
He loves
just
us.
Hearing the lip service from
he
the
really
president.
He really loves us.
Right, so he didn't care about. Yeah. He didn't care in 2008. Didn't care in 2009.
We knew he really loved us. Yeah. We knew it. It's
like a big hug from the government to hear it come out of his mouth, you know. And to me, that's kind of sad, because it's your using that for therapy is you're not healed.
If that's what it takes to validate you as being gay, is for someone in the government to acknowledge you, that is pretty sad. Hey, Dale, can you stick with us for a few more minutes? I wanted to talk about something else that you're involved in right now. The big gay dance party is coming up, and I'd like to get an inside scoop if that's possible.
Sure.
All right, stick with us here. We're with Dale Everett. He's one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom. You go to flamingfreedom.com to find his show, and it's as gay as it sounds. 855-453.
Maybe a little gayer.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including listening options. We have broadband, dial-up, and even mid-band versions of the stream, so three different size stream bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. And by the way, those streams are available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on the air on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll find the over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. You get a list of those, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are on America's Talk during the week, and Extreme Talk on the weekends. Our KU band free to air channel is also up in the skies. You can get us that way, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in from any phone that can dial long distance. Just head on over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You can go through and read them. I have many times. You check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. They sell in bulk in case you have a retail outlet and you want to sell them in your store. Or maybe your gun show or whatever you have them at. They will also make custom stickers at libertystickers.com. So your church, your band, your business, whatever it is that you have, they will make you bumper stickers. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, we continue here. There was big news this week as Barack Obama came out in favor of LGBT issues, in favor of gay marriage, basically. And now there are a number of people in the LGBT community that are just swooning. Oh, thank God he finally came out and said something about us. Now, as you pointed out, Mark, that apparently this was a statement regarding states' rights that he didn't, you know, support federal government.
Which makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, you know, the Constitution requires states to honor contracts, made in other states. So this is absolutely ludicrous. This isn't a states' rights issue. If I get married, if I get gay married in New Hampshire, which it's legal in.
Mm-hmm. One of six states.
Then my gay marriage should be, you know, looked at all over the world and at least all over the United States as being legal because the other states should have to recognize New Hampshire's. Otherwise, then, I mean, you know, why wouldn't the legislatures of those states then just decide we're not going to recognize your heterosexual marriage? You got to get married in every 50 states, and you got to give each of us $100 for it. I mean, it's $5,000 to get married in the U.S. now.
So I've got Dale Everett with us here tonight. He is one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom, which you can go to flamingfreedom.com and hear his show. Plus, it airs at 10 o'clock Eastern time on LRN.FM on Saturday nights. You can always go and grab him there. And he and his wonderful Flaming co-hosts. Dale, thanks for taking time out of your evening here tonight to talk to us about this, because it seems, you know, it's awfully convenient that all of a sudden in this campaign, Barack Obama decides to come out in favor of gay marriage, and not the strongest form, certainly the most courageous.
Not even the most legal form. I mean, he's a constitutional scholar. At least that's the bullcrap we've been told. How in the world can he call this a states' rights issue?
But yet, there are people swooning over this. How come they haven't swooned over, Ron Paul? I mean, Ron Paul's had much more principled stand on the issue of marriage and the right to contract with whoever it is that you love for a long time. And even Gary Johnson, I think, the yes. Libertarian Party candidate is better, on this issue than Romney and Obama combined. How come the other folks, out there with better positions don't get the kind of recognition that maybe they deserve from a lot of people in the gay community?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, right off the bat, I would say Ron Paul isn't president right at the moment, so I'm, not real shocked that he didn't get as much attention about it, but he's not getting much attention about anything, so... But he absolutely does have a better position, especially when it comes to what he's actually willing to do. Because he's made that pretty clear now. We talked about it on the show. Ron Paul has actually come out pretty strongly and said that he would get the federal government. He thinks the federal government should be out of it, which is essentially, he supports the idea. He thinks the states should pass gay marriage and the federal government should get out of it. So in that sense, he's got a stronger position than Obama. That's my understanding of his position anyway.
I don't know. I don't see how one could say that this is, that states should be involved in any way. As far as I'm concerned, the federal government...
Well, marriage laws are state laws. I don't think the federal government needs to create a gay marriage law.
No, if a state opts into the Constitution of the United States, which makes them a member of the United States of America, then they have opted into certain rules. And those rules are, if you have a contract in one state, that the other states will honor that contract if it is valid in their state.
And I believe that's Ron Paul's position, is that he's against DOMA. He was at one point for it, but he sometime back changed his mind on that.
That's a defense of marriage.
DOMA. And he thinks that the federal government should recognize the contracts that states establish. And that's a huge step way ahead of Obama right now, because right now, if you get married in a state that allows gay marriage, it doesn't mean if I marry someone from Spain who's also a guy, I can't get them into the country and get the INS off of their tail. You know, that's a big deal.
For sure.
Things like that. The federal government will pursue them to kick them out of the country.
So you've got, you've got Barack Obama, who's essentially pandering for votes, whereas you've got Ron Paul, who's coming at it from a principled position.
Or Gary Johnson, same thing.
He doesn't come across as a bigot or anything like that. He's just such a sweet guy, Ron Paul. He seems like he wants to be friends with everybody.
The position is fantastic. I mean, I can find no fault in it. We talked about it on the show. He came right out and said that.
His political position is much more courageous. I mean, you don't expect courage from politicians, but Ron Paul has it. Yet, a lot of the people in the LGBT community have swooned over Democrats for the longest time. But all of the evidence really shows that the Democrats just use them. I mean, they're not really doing anything for them, just pandering to them.
Well, that's what political parties do with every minority.
But how come they haven't figured it out?
The Republicans actually do something for the quote-unquote moral majority, who are actually a minority.
But my point is, they've been pandered to for the longest time, and they're still swooning over these people.
Pathetic. People are pathetic when it comes to politics. I mean, they're swooning.
It works better to demonize the other side so much that you can get away with more and still get the swing voters.
That's true. So
it's much better from a political standpoint, the strategy to demonize the other side so badly that you can get away with whatever you want for the most part. And because really, once you've got like a whole faction of voters on your side like that, you can start reaching for the middle, the swing voters.
Yeah.
And that's why the Republicans and Democrats keep getting more and more alike every year, I think. If you look at the state of it, they've got a huge camps of voters that are just 99.9% of the time always going to vote for them. And then they've got the middle ground, which is what they're really fighting over.
I think that you probably would find that the rank and file, the Democrats that are, on the ground, not the non-politicians, the ones that are the voters and the activists, they are probably far more friendly towards the LGBT community than, I would say, probably the average Republican boots on the ground voter kind of person. I think that's probably true about them. But the politicians are just, they're just using them. And what's it take to open up somebody in the gay community's eyes, somebody who is, gay or lesbian? What does it take to really, get them to see that? Because it seems like they're blind to it. All the politicians have to do is just say a few things, and then everybody's all, oh my goodness. So can you stick with us a little bit more, Dale?
Sure.
More moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff, including news updates. You can get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. You may sign up at your leisure, and it's free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. Now, if you run a website, perhaps a blog, and you're looking to add a forum to your site, but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, well, you should take a look at plainboards.com. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. And you know what, Mark? I compared plainboards.com to 4chan last night, and I've actually learned more about plainboards.com since then. It really sets them apart from things like 4chan, which are also anonymous message boards. But some of the critical differences is that with the plainboards.com, you get some features that you just don't get with those other anonymous message boards. You can see how old posts are. There's voting and watch lists, personal histories. So there are different things that you get out of plainboards.com that just aren't available in these others.
This is an easy way to – I mean, you can set these up in seconds, you said last night. I mean, you know, at the very least, minutes. You can augment your website no matter what it is. This, if you've got a business website, this allows customers to contact you and talk to you in whatever fashion. So it's a great way to augment a website.
Plus, the folks behind plainboards.com are really serious about privacy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, reading the guy's email, I mean, this guy is serious about privacy. So, take a look over at plainboards.com. You can run a demo. You can just type in your own board and get yours started. I mean, even you can do this, Mark. It is not difficult. At all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready to start up your own anonymous private message board in seconds, drop on by plainboards.com and check them out. There's no installation necessary, and you certainly don't have to log in order to do this stuff, because if you had to log in, then they wouldn't be very privacy-oriented. So go and take a look, plainboards.com. All right, so we've got Dale Everett with us. He is one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom at flamingfreedom.com. And as you might have guessed by the name of the show, it's not about fire.
It's about, gay issues, and specifically from a liberty-oriented perspective. And I know you guys have a lot of fun on your program over at FlamingFreedom.com. In fact, I recommend folks check it out, whether they are gay or not. I think they will certainly be entertained. You've got great rapport with your co-hosts. And how long have you guys been doing it now? What, about 6 months, 8 months, something like that?
We've been doing it since January of 2011.
Ah, it's been that long. That's great.
Yeah.
More than a year. So fantastic. Yeah. Of course, we've been talking about the news about Barack Obama, coming out in his support of gay marriage, but a very lukewarm political kind of support timed appropriately for the campaign season. And indeed, over on his website, they've already trotted out a whole couple pages worth of various campaign...
Cup cozies, yeah, coffee mugs,
posters,
whatever you want that
T-shirts.
Says, I'm gay and I support Obama.
Yeah. And so it just all seems very very convenient, disingenuous, and it's just disappointing to me to see people in the LGBT community to continue to be hornswoggled by these politicians. Just because they're Democrats doesn't mean they care about you and your issues, but I think they're just pandering. And what does it take to bring somebody who is of that perspective of just still kind of fanning themselves because they've got the Vespers over what these Democrats are saying, to bring them around to the liberty perspective on this?
Well, I think you've got some of the same challenges that you have with anyone. A lot of people, I think, I think there are a lot of people who hear libertarian ideas and think it sounds great, but don't really see it as a viable option. There's so many people that just aren't willing to take Ron Paul seriously. Of course, it would change the game had they taken him seriously, because as it looks now, he's going to get a lot more delegates than people thought. And I don't know if that's going to, it doesn't sound like it's likely going to make him win, but it does make it, you look back and think, wow, if people had taken him seriously, maybe he would have been a viable option. I don't know. But I do feel like a lot of people just don't see it as a viable option. They're forced to choose between the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's been sold to them, and they're willing to, and that's just the way they look at it. They look at the Republicans as being, so incredibly evil and demonic that it's just not an option. So it doesn't take much. The slightest little thing from a Democrat will go a long way, and a huge step from a Republican is going to not go very far at all. And that's just the way it's been. That's because of the game they're playing is to make the other side really, really demonized.
Maybe
it works both ways.
Maybe it would help to bring some people in the LGBT movement into the liberty movement and get them to experience some of the people. And I think that the Porcupine Freedom Festival can help do that. And I know that obviously your show, FlamingFreedom.com, you guys are clearly reaching out to the gay community on a larger scale and introducing them to the ideas of liberty. So I think that your show is certainly very important in that that whole process. But also, Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in June. Actually, we are just over a month away. It's going to be June 18th through the 24th. And there's been an event that started there a couple of years ago, Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, that became Buzz's Bigger Gay Dance Party the second year. And unfortunately, Buzz, due to some personal and financial and work-related issues, she had to step away from organizing it this year. But she put it into your hands, you and Neil, your co-host,
yeah,
over at Flaming Freedom. And so this year it's going to be called something a little different?
Yeah. Flaming Freedom's Bigger Gayer Dance Party.
And it does sound more
bigger and gayer.
I believe it. I've heard the commercial that's running over at LRN.FM and the Free Talk Live streams, where apparently there's going to be a drag show this year.
Yes, and in fact, it's tailor-made for this party.
Really?
It's going to be, these drag queens are working with Super Gay Dre. That's his tag name for his entertainment persona. That's Andre. They're working with to actually produce a tailor-made for libertarians sort of drag show. So it should be a blast.
Oh, it sounds like it.
There'll be several little drag shows peppered throughout the dance party itself. So that's sort of the plan for that. And it's actually in a bigger venue, so it really is literally bigger.
Right.
We actually accommodate more people. And I expect there to be more because the buzz keeps growing every year about this party.
It sure it was a blast,
yeah,
last year. Unfortunately, I slept through the first year, and then this last year I did get the chance to go, and I had so much fun. I mean, if you've ever hung out with people in the gay community, you know they know how to party, and that certainly was true last year, and I'm sure that this year it's going to be even better. So what are some of the other, attractions? What is it that people should know?
Well, we are going to do a raffle this year. We're also giving away prizes for the gayest costume, which is something they did last year, mm-hmm. the gayest outfit. And we're also going to have best drag queen and best drag king. And we're not counting the drag queens that showed up for the show. Those are just the non-professional drag queens. The guests who come in drag, whether it's drag queen costume or drag king costume, there'll be prizes for that.
How does one determine whether one is a drag queen or drag king when you've got transgendered folks perhaps involved?
Well, there's a lot of leeway for transgendered people. I thought that myself. There are some people who are actually transsexual, meaning they maybe were born male and transitioned female or vice versa. And some of them are also drag queens or drag kings. And there's a lot of leeway.
I suppose that you could make it so you could enter the contest, and then the individual could decide whether or not they wanted to enter the drag queen or drag king. That way some judge doesn't make an, oops, well, I thought you were a drag king. And
whichever piece of paper they fill out, that's the one.
So it does sound like it's...
I mean, you know, even a straight-up cisgendered female, meaning born woman, cisgendered female could do drag. Could be a drag queen. I mean, you could, you know, there's a certain style to it.
When is it happening?
What's the terminology you just used? What gender?
Cisgendered is cis, like C-I-S.
Cis? C-I-S?
I don't know if we have time to get into it.
Yeah.
All right, what I want to hear is when is it going to happen? Is it Thursday at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It's Friday from 3 to 6.
Friday, 3 to 6. So if you're going to be there for the weekend, you'll be there in time to go to Flaming Freedom's bigger and, what was it again? Bigger and gayer dance party. And folks can go to flamingfreedom.com/dance party, all one word. Flamingfreedom.com/dance party, and that's where you can order a ticket to it.
Yes.
Perfect. I look forward to it. It's going to be a blast. And Dale, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Sure enough.
Appreciate it, man. More coming up here. 3 Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Survival3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that. All you have to do is shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you will find there at shop.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to get your shopping done. So you get whatever it is you would normally go and get at Amazon, and you pay the same great prices you normally would pay, get the same free Super Saver shipping deals. It's the same Amazon. The only thing is you're entering through our portal. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada. You click to the right Amazon for you, and then it's your regular Amazon experience. You're just a portion of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. So get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Oh, yeah, by the way, Mark, you'd asked Dale from flamingfreedom.com a moment ago what cisgender was. And we just didn't have time for the break to answer that question, but I figured I wanted to get it out there since you'd asked the question. I had not heard this term before. I was listening to Flaming Freedom 1 week, and that's when I first heard it used. It is, according to Wikipedia, cisgender, spelled C-I-S-G-E-N-D-E-R, cisgender and cissexual are a closely related class of gender identities where an individual's gender identity matches the behavior or role considered appropriate for one's sex. There are a number of derivatives of the terms in use, including cis male for a male with a masculine gender identity and cis female for a female with a female gender identity, as also termed cissexism.
So I guess it means the same thing as gender normative, which is another terminology used by people who, you know, I mean, to describe whatever I guess is considered normal.
I don't even know what that means, though, right? Like, what is normal anyway? I mean, am I masculine? I don't go out and, you know, go to the gym and get ripped or whatever, so does that make me non-masculine? I'm not sure. I don't particularly feel masculine like, you know, some
Maybe you should start, like, you know, this important social movement to protect wusses.
Wait, not just because I'm not buff doesn't mean I'm a wuss.
No,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, because I think in order to be a wuss, you'd have to be kind of a you know, pussy. But I'm not that kind of guy.
I see.
Yeah, because I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in.
That's true.
Yeah. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Kelly is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I live in Sevierville, Tennessee. We're known as the Bible Belt. But I have
what's
an issue. A good friend of our daughter's, Matt, he's 23. He opened up a salon, a hair salon. He decided to add tattoo doing in the back room of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he finds out that because he's within 1,000 feet of a church-owned building, he is not allowed to have the tattooing in there.
Now, somebody passed a law that said if you can't tattoo within 1,000 feet of a church?
Yes, they consider that adult activity pretty much the same as if you had, like, a sex shop.
Right.
And the craziest part, now Matt's a good kid, 23. He is gay, which we love him to death. He's a good kid. That should be nothing to do with him.
Right.
However, he is now subject to Sevierville Police Department employees walking in there. If they say anything remotely tattooing, even eyeliner tattooing, they immediately will shut his business down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't even know to respond to that. The crazy thing is he got his city permit. He has his business license. It was in his business plan.
So who came in and threatened him? I mean, if it wasn't the city, who was it?
Well, apparently it was a member of the church. I don't know exactly who, so I'd hate to say a name. But the building is not even marked as a church building. It's a building they own, and they could use it in the future.
Right, so like the Catholic Diocese, when we used to work for a radio station down in Florida, they owned the entire property upon which the radio station was located.
Right, they rented the property.
They just own a bunch of stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah,
even if there was a church next door, I still think that's absolutely outrageous. I mean, whatever happened to property rights?
You know, in this case, they should pass a law that says, I guess Christian churches shouldn't be able to have services within 1,000 feet of, say, one of these satanic cults. I mean, let's just make this fair. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous. I don't see why. I mean, I suppose I can see some adult businesses out there, but I don't see tattooing among them. To me, it's just about the same as cutting hair.
But, Mark, remember, there are Christians who believe that you're disrupting your temple by tattooing yourself.
Yeah, they don't read their Bibles very well. Leviticus 19 is pretty clearly Old Testament stuff, and supposedly Jesus came to fulfill the law. If they're going to obey Leviticus 19, then they better obey all that weird stuff in Leviticus.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not an adult industry. It's called True Fame Inc., but it's part of True Fame Salon, which is a hair salon.
Mm.
It's just a little something he added because they wanted to do like the tattooing of the eyeliner, plus with some normal tattooing, but the idea is,
I mean, isn't that the basis of this, though, Kelly, that the basis of why this law was created? Because you pointed out you are in the Bible Belt there, so you've got
right.
a bunch of, Bible thumpers who, the basis of this law has to be the idea that your body is your temple or a temple to God or whatever, and that by tattooing it, you're defacing that temple. Isn't that where this comes from?
I'm assuming that's where it is, but it's lumped in with the adult industry. You know, I'm 46 years old. I still can't believe I dyed my hair because I don't want my gray to show. Does that mean I can't go to church on Sunday now?
Great question. Saying, what if you have a mohawk? I mean, is that also ungodly? Are there certain hairstyles that are also inappropriate?
Yeah, a man with longer hair, not short. I mean, it's ridiculous. But for the police department to say, we're going to come in. If we see you doing any kind of that crazy stuff, we're going to shut you down.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
He's already paid all of his
I believe him, too.
Kelly, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you and hearing the story, and I'm sorry to hear that that's going on. I can't say I'm particularly surprised by it. I mean, it's outrageous. You're within 1,000 feet of a church-owned property. Even if it were just a church, I would still find it outrageous. Whose business? How is it anyone else's business
when
I'm doing behind closed doors in my own business?
This is where law enforcement officers could really use that discretion thing. I mean, you know, they have discretion in which laws they choose to enforce and which ones they don't. Many towns
they probably
have
go to
laws,
the church.
Many towns have laws that you can't open your business on Sunday. As a matter of fact, we live in one, and they don't enforce that at all. Zero, not one bit. But
you can't even
they
play
go
sports.
In, they, yeah, they're not supposed to play sports on Sunday in our town. So, you know, but to go into this guy's business and say, we're going to enforce this silly law on you, you know, you're supposed to be there to protect and serve. everybody, not the connected people at the church, at the big church down on the corner. I mean, this isn't even a church. This is some church-owned building. This is disgusting. What the cops who were sent to do this should have said, no way. It's my job to protect and sit and serve the citizens of this town, and my time is best not spent going in and telling some business owner that you know, we're going to shut him down if he does some tattooing on his property because it's too close to some church-owned building.
What would Jesus do? I mean, that's what these Christians really
Jesus
need to...
Jesus would go, and he would go after the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the people that want to use governmental power to tell other folks what to do. He's, you know, he had dinner with the prostitutes and the tax collectors who were at the time considered, you know, nothing more than thieves. Frankly, I consider them that now, too. But, you know, he considered the lowest of the low, the ones to... He wouldn't allow, you know, some woman to wash his feet. That's... There's no humility in this. This is the respectables getting together with a club that has in a clubhouse with a big pointy roof and saying, we're going to tell other folks how to live. It doesn't have
that's
anything to do with their religion.
That's,
nothing
that's,
to do with their religion.
Right,
it's all about some kind of social norm from decades ago that they're trying to impose on other people.
It's essentially the antithesis of Christianity, is it not?
You know, these people, this is a group that has this, you know, sort of cultural conversation about, we've been oppressed. And I'm sorry,
it's
here in the United States,
it's
ridiculous.
Say.
The vast majority of people in the United States are at least raised Christian, even if they aren't Christian. And the idea that they're, you know, oppressed is ludicrous. And they go about oppressing everybody with their, you know, their moral majority politics
how
and all that kind of
stuff. How does that show love for your neighbor? How is it that you are loving your neighbor or loving even your enemy if you are threatening them?
They don't want your neighbor, their neighbor or their enemy to come into their church. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These people aren't Christians.
I know. That's what I'm calling them out.
They're not.
I'm calling them out.
They're just people, you know, these people that are high up in the community that don't want other folks to be able to do what they don't want them to do. The only reason they want you in their church is if you agree with them 100%. If not, get out. I've been kicked out of churches like this before.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Who would Jesus hate? Who would Jesus put in a cage?
Yep. Exclude.
Who would Jesus kill? 1-855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 is next.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.